Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is the High Hopes Podcast. It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey in Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. You made it, buddy. It's the perfect offseason.
Yes.
And the one we wait for, probably our favorite pod to record every year.
I forgot to do it.
No, you didn't. I don't believe you for a second. That is such a lie. You have so many in your head, you could probably rattle off like six different perfect offseasons on the fly if you needed to.
So I will be completely honest. It was the hardest one to really put together. So I do have extras. That I need, like, the extra ideas. I didn't do it.
So I did too. I have a couple where, if this doesn't happen, then this type of thing.
For your sake, I did not create multiple perfect off seasons.
That's really nice.
I have my perfect off season, and then I have other ideas that I think are also interesting at the same time.
Good. I can't wait, buddy. This is like. Look, for those who might not know, check it out on YouTube. We're actually doing this one in YouTube because it's a big pod.
It's a big pod, right.
So, and Jack just lowered himself his seat. What was he thinking there? Were you too tall? You felt like you were bigger than me?
Well,
you are bigger than me.
Not why I am bigger than you. Statement. I am bigger than you. And given that there's been a lot of lack of running with Walker.
Oh, you're feeling big.
Yeah, I just figure if I get smaller, at least the table can cover up a little bit.
It's a belly thing.
Yeah, it's a belly thing.
I think you look great, man.
Thanks, pal. I appreciate the.
My hair's all messed up. I'm wearing headphones all morning. I don't care.
That's what we do. I mean, the hair's fine. I'm not like Elliot who will have it behind his ears.
It's so lame.
It's
so lame.
Here's what I don't get about the beat writers. Like, what are you dressed up for?
Thank you.
Like, you're just covering a football game.
I've said this forever.
Howard, I understand. You're on the sideline.
Howard's it's a brand. Like, that's what Howard does, you know?
just wear something semi-nice.
Be a normal person.
You don't have to wear a suit.
Like what you're wearing today. Yeah, totally
just
fine.
Just don't wear this to a
be
football
totally fine.
Game.
You're representing WIP. Like, cool.
Yeah. It's enough. Thank like you. The NBA coaches now, like, they used to wear suits. Now they just wear jumpsuits.
I know.
It's like, and they're probably stuff. Like, why the hell did we ever wear suits?
Yes.
Now, I do appreciate the baseball managers still wear uniforms.
It's the best.
Which is ridiculous.
It's so absurd that they still, it's the only sport where they do it. Yeah. It's like, why?
Dude,
why?
I need Sirianni wearing a jersey and pads
I
on
know.
Game day.
Can you imagine?
I think that'd be amazing.
Do you remember when Mike Nolan wore the suit on this?
It was ridiculous.
He looked so dumb.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not cool. This is not like tough. You look like a
You're not Tom Landry.
You look ridiculous. Yeah, you're not Tom Landry.
You're
exactly
not Tom
right.
Landry.
Yeah, get a dumb little hat.
exactly right. So it was a really tough, perfect offseason to put together because, you know, as I was going through it, they're sort of set.
I know.
Like they're so, which disappoints me. You have no idea. Like you have no idea how many bullpen pieces I wanted to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I just came back to it like they're good. Like
I know.
They're good. They don't need a lot of bullpen help. Like they're a lost man.
I know.
I have no identity without finding my bullpen. I have a semi-interesting bullpen trade, but I don't have like my patented Derek Hall for Hunter Henry or Hunter Harvey or Michael Givens trade that I've had
so
in my perfect
really off. A perfect off season. It's almost like
I know. I know.
An off season.
I actually think I tried to be too Dombrowski-ish.
You did, yeah.
Well, because
so I went for it. I was like, it's my perfect off season. I'm bringing it.
I know. Are we gonna be? Are we shouting at each other today?
So here's the thing. I wanted to start there, okay? I'm a little mad at Joe Giglio. I feel like he sucked a little bit of the... So I texted Jack. Full disclosure, was like Friday night.
Yeah.
I texted Jack, and I was like, I'm so excited about the perfect offseason. I'm doing stuff now. And I text him an hour later. I'm like, I spent the last hour working. I'm so excited about it. I showed him my notes yesterday. It's like way too many notes. I actually really like this. Is
I
your
closed
pod.
My I closed my
this
eyes.
This is your
so
pod. I'm
your...
just here to like give mine and hang out and really react to yours. I went for it
I
this
did.
Year.
I was a lot. You have more notes than me, which is actually shocking.
I know. I really took it seriously. I got a fun trade. You're not going to be expecting. I may or may not have actually attached some prospects to trades. Not all of them.
Hit the breaking news sounder.
I might need a little help from you.
We don't have
but
sounders.
It's very serious. And then we go with Joe Giglio and we have to like give a lot of our thoughts. And it's like, well. That sucked a little of the spontaneity out of it. I'm a little mad at Giglio. I gotta say it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think first off, you'd be speaking for a lot of people.
I think I'm the first person.
You're
to
not
say
the
that,
first
Billy.
Person to have that take. And it's so fun. Like, all right, I get one thing on Giglio. Like, he's one of our best friends.
I love him.
And
he's a wonderful human.
He's a great. And I'm sorry that sometimes his opinions annoy you.
People do not like them.
And I like it's fine. It's going to be okay. He's good people. And I did not expect to get into a back and forth about Mike Trout or Juan Soto.
I know.
I had to make my point clear.
Yeah. We're not going to yell at each other.
No.
We'll be nicer about it.
I wasn't in a great mood. So I really just wanted to yell.
That's good. Okay.
I wanted to yell about something.
I get it. Yeah. Which is rare for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you being in a yelly mood is very unlike you.
Yeah. Well.
It's good.
Things happen.
Sports radio, a little different from podcast.
Oh, yeah. This is, believe me.
We've never yelled at each other on this podcast.
Never. Well,
and I'm sure you will too. I have definitely yelled at Elliot. Like, a fair amount.
For sure.
Like, I have gotten actually angry with him and been like, no, you're too smart to say this. Like, you can't say this.
That's a reach, but.
I'm trying to be nice, okay? I'm trying to be nice. But I don't think I've ever gotten that mad at you.
Well, because you look up to me.
Yes, I look up to you. Yes, that's exactly right.
You would never disrespect that.
Yeah.
We yelled at each other about the Kimbrel thing.
Oh, yeah, we did a little bit.
Also on the radio.
Yeah, it was on the radio, though. On this pod. I don't think we've ever yelled at each other. Like, in a room.
Should we do
that?
Should we do it at the end of every podcast?
Just find something to yell about.
Something to yell about.
Idiot. All right. Before we get to perfect off seasons, I do have to do one little thing. And it's a massive thank you to our listening audience.
Okay.
Which we always do and whatever, but
it seems like we do this once a podcast.
I
should see where this is going now.
I would just like to say to the, I don't know, 20s, 30s, 40s of people who chimed in saying they knew who Joan Didion was, letting Jack know that I was not crazy for saying that Joan Didion was someone that people cared about. On the last pod, I just, from the, every single one I saw, and a lot of them were emails Jack sent them to me, like everyone warmed my heart. Every single one was like, I'm right. Jack's wrong.
Right.
And I really appreciate that. So thank you. That's why I just wanted to, and there were a lot.
There were a lot. And I'm sorry if I didn't respond to every email. Turns out, hand up, a lot of people like Joan Didion was not aware of, again, who it was.
Oh, Joan Didion.
Yeah, at all.
I know.
Ever. So
really clear.
Yeah. So good on everyone for reading.
Yes.
I would say, I mean, it just proves again that I do believe that High Hopes listeners are smarter.
And they are more
well-read than any other podcast audience in human history. So I think that's a fair statement to make. Have you thought any more about the James Seltzer Book Club? Do you have things for people to read this week?
I mean, I'm always reading books, so yes, of course.
Okay, well, what's in the James Seltzer Book Club this week?
So, all right, so what I'm... So I actually... It's weird to just be like, all right, I'm reading this.
Yeah, read it.
It is weird.
Start yelling at people to read it.
So I'm actually... And again, the Joan Didion thing, I would also like to apologize to all the Joan Didion fans, because the genesis of the conversation was that was the one book I didn't finish. I couldn't get through Joan Didion.
Yeah, it's not like you're a big Joan Didion fan.
No, I was actually saying I'm...
Because if you were, it would have turned into probably us yelling at each other.
I'm not a Joan Didion fan is the real takeaway. I was not. But there were some great recommendations for some Joan Didion. I'm going to try again.
Okay.
So thank you to everyone out there. I'm going to give Joan another shot, especially seeing how much people loved her. Like, I feel like kind of an idiot for not getting... So, but I read a lot more for fun. I'm not reading
When I think of things that are fun
or anything,
reading fiction books is number one.
Fiction, yes,
so fun.
It is maybe my favorite activity. So I'm in the middle of a book called it's a sequel to a book called Fourth Wing, which came out last year by Rebecca Yarros. It is a book about dragons. The first one was amazing. Like, blew
me
away.
Is it going to be the next franchise?
It's a little YA-ish, to be honest. Like, it's definitely a little, like, I'm not saying I feel, like, super proud about reading it, but it's awesome, and it's super fun. I also just started the Will Trent series by Karen Slaughter. So, it's...
Is that a real name?
He's a detective. So it's like,
well, hold on, she's a detective?
He is. Karen Slaughter wrote the book about Will Trent, who is a... it's actually in like the Georgia FBI type of thing. So yeah.
Riveting.
They're good. The Will Trent books are good. It's a TV show now. So, it's good enough, where it's a popular thing.
Well, I got a book for you.
So, whoa.
Loud by Angelo Cataldi. I don't know if you've heard. Angelo's on that.
Good friend.
Should we bring him on the High Hopes? I mean, he's on every single podcast that's ever existed talking about it.
He's on every pod that literally, it is unbelievable. I see Angelo popping up on things I never even heard of.
Yeah.
I think he might say no to us.
Oh, 100%.
Of all the pods. Yeah, 100%. He'd be like, I'll go on every pod, not that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I'm excited to read the book. So it'll be the book I read.
It'll be the book you read.
Yeah, that'll be my James Seltzer Book Club
of the year. One book you read of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna read loud too. Gave me a nice personalized copy. I feel like
he wrote me a personalized copy and ripped me in it at the same
time.
Did
he really?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Turner ovation stuff.
That's good.
I taught you nothing. Is what he said. Yeah. Well, listen, it was.
He kind of, in a way, on our show, basically intimated that you ended his career, in a way. Because he's like...
You're welcome, Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's like, I was gone. The Turner thing, I hated it. I was fully against it. I would have campaigned on the air. And it worked. He's like, so maybe I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Like, you really made him be like, all right, I guess I truly am done. You ended the Angelo Cataldi thing.
So he's brought it up on every podcast he's been on.
I know.
And he really seems like he's in a mental tizzy about it.
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't seem to compute as to how it happened.
Yeah.
So, listen, in a way, it's almost a no to Angelo. It's just the complete opposite of the Dirty 30.
I love that. It's a good way to look at it.
That's what I told him yesterday.
Yeah.
He didn't agree or respond. But it was fine. It was great. We had a nice, long, off-the-air conversation.
Yeah.
We didn't at all. We didn't at all.
Shout out to Angelo. Check out his book, Loud. Jack will read it. I will read it. We can maybe report on it. Have a conversation about it without Angelo on this podcast.
It'll be really good. We'll give our takes on the Angelo book without Angelo here.
Yeah.
It's been a good way to start the Perfect Off Season podcast.
It's good. Yeah. We're diving right into it. I will come next week with some more book recommendations. I mean, I got all kinds of books.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
That was good. We're done. All right. Let's move on.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect Off Season time. Are we there?
What are we, 6 minutes into the podcast? Seems like an appropriate time.
Far more than 6 minutes into this podcast, right. I would guess. 13 minutes.
13 minutes of dynamite content.
It wouldn't be us if we jumped right into it. I mean, what are we doing? All right, let's do it.
Should we just do it?
Yeah, I'll go first, as always, because yours is the main event. Yeah. Mine's just the little prequel that we'll get there. So, again, like notes.
Are you showing that
notes
to the camera? The problem is the camera can't see it.
Well, I don't want to give it away. I just want them to see that I had to scroll 4 times in my notes. I have to get to the bottom. I even have opening statements, Jack.
Really?
Yeah, 3 important
Why
things.
Why do you have an opening statement?
3 important things to note philosophically about my perfect offseason. 1, I acknowledge that it can't be perfect at every single spot on the roster, but I'm pretty close. Also, you know, I'm expecting in-season upgrades. They can still make the team better. Like I will say at the start, I don't have a great right-handed bench on the bat. I'm sorry about that. I'm working on it. We can get someone during the season or maybe get there.
You don't have, okay? You don't have a great right-handed bench on the bat?
Yeah, on the bench, right-handed bat coming off the bench. Damn it. That one's on me.
Wow.
Unlike Elliot, who would be like, I didn't say that. Like, did you see the thing we had on the pod, the Go Birds pod?
No.
Elliot made a very inappropriate comment by mistake and then refused to believe that he said it, even though people tweeted at him and he said it, until Tucker sent the video of him saying it to us. So I appreciate, you know, I will just acknowledge when I'm wrong. Okay, so I know I'm a good right-handed bench bat. Number 2, most importantly, and this is the most important thing that I'm going to say here, I trust Brian Barber and Preston Mattingly and the front office infrastructure to replace and restock the guys I'm trading away. Because guess what? I'm trading some guys away.
Nice.
So prepare yourself. But this is what good organizations do. What championship organizations do is when they have a real window and this team is right in the thick of a window, they trust their organizational strength, their ability to draft and develop new players to be able to trade away some of those guys they have to bolster the organization, well, or the major league.
And before you get into it, I think that is an important thing to talk about, like where we're at with this team right now, is that they have evolved into being in that window. Like we've talked about their window. We've talked about like they should do this now. Like now,
stone cold in the window.
Now's the time.
Yeah,
and
perfect offseason reflects that in a big way.
Good. And what I like about what John Middleton has said, you know, before last season was no one remembers how much money all these 1927 Yankees. So like, if he's in that mindset, I mean, I think he's also going to be on board with we got it. The Phillies right now. Now you can't sell everything, but it's about these next 4 years.
Agreed. Like
that's all that matters.
You
is
have
these
to
next 4 years.
Position your organization about these next 4 years, and that's funny because that's my third thing. I know I'm spending John Middleton money.
Yes, and very good at
my offseason is admittedly greedy. I'm going to say that, but he has said he wants to spend. He has said he wants to win. I believe in him, and I know our guy Jack's going to spend to win, and I believe he will continue to spend to win titles. Okay, my perfect offseason. Here we go. I'm not going trout fishing, pal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well.
I can't do it.
That hurts.
I'm winning it with Juan, buddy. I'm winning it with Juan. How about that? We're going to fight about it again. I'm trading for Juan Soto. He's better. He's a much, much, much better baseball player than Mike Trout. I know it's 1 year, but
well,
I'm going to
get him. Healthier. He's not better.
Okay. He's better. Now, at this
point. Do you want to do a total package or just hitting?
That's a good point. I'm just talking hitting.
Okay.
That's fair. He's not great in the outfield.
No, really?
He's not awesome. We're going to be back to having a bad left fielder. That's fine. I can accept that because we'll have such good players in other positions defensively. I know it's a 1 year deal, so you got to help me. I have names on here.
Okay.
It's only 1 year. I think it might be too much. Is Mick Abel, Johan Rojas plus too much? It's probably too much. You think that's the right amount?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I have. I have Mick Abel, Johan Rojas, and a third prospect in there. Okay. Fair?
I actually think I'm like, cost more.
It's possible. Well, I said a third good prospect. So okay.
Listen, like obviously I'm not gonna be mad if they trade for Juan Soto. He's Juan freaking Soto. It's just the 1 year thing does worry me. And if they've already gone this far, if Scott Boras and he's 1 year away from free agency,
yeah,
hitting
it's gonna
take
him to free
at 26.
But spend. Win him.
Well,
get him.
Sure. But there's also gonna be more bidders out there for him. So of course they have to go over to trade a lot for 1 year of Juan Soto. Now, if it's the World Series window, sure. And obviously
well,
he puts
the
them.
And my thought is that with Trout, I have no faith that he's going to stay on the field. And again, like we talked about in the last one, you made a very compelling case for Trout. When you make your perfect offseason, I'm not going to fight. If they trade for my Trout, I'm not going to be like mad or whatever. Obviously, I'll be in on it. I would rather guarantee my lineup this year with Juan Soto, and especially if I can win a World Series with that guy, I think he's going to stay. I think they're going to keep him here.
Well, so a lot of his guys are here, which is important.
And his guys are here. Kevin Long's here. Trey Turner's here. Bryce Harper's here. Like, all these guys he knows and has played with. Kyle Schwarber. Like, so I do think that matters. I think it's a good spot for me. Wants me on the East Coast. So I know it's a risk. I get that. But I'm trading for Juan Soto. I'm giving up the pieces to do it. All right. So that's my first move of the offseason. Now the pitcher thing. I'm letting Nola walk.
Okay.
I'm not excited about it, and if I thought I could get Nola for a cheaper price and cheaper years, I would do it, but I'm trying to be realistic with this. So I am signing, and again, I don't think this guy's going to come here, but this is my perfect offseason. I'm signing Yoshinobu Yamamoto to an 8-year, $200 million contract.
Nice.
I think it's a fair number. I did a lot of research about potential contracts. This guy, it seems like a appropriate number. I'm stretching. I'm taking 8 years. He's only 25 years old. He'll be essentially a year older than Nola is now when the contract is done.
Yeah.
I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
I actually, I was about to say scouted. I did not scout. I watched.
You scouted him.
Scouted him. Like, I watched a lot. Like, you know me. I'm not Mr. That's you. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of this kid, and he's freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. Man. Like, he is legit. He's won the pitching triple crown 3 times, won MVP twice, won their Cy Young 3 times. Like, I just think he's awesome, and he's only 25, and there's so much future in front of this kid. I would rather pay a 25-year-old a ton of money then pay Aaron Nola or pay Blake Snell. That's what it comes down to for me in terms of signing a pitcher. And again, I don't think it's going to happen, but I want Yamamoto. That's my move.
So, not to give mine away too, but I also am signing Yoshi. I'm signing Yoshi. Now I'm signing him for $6,175.
Okay.
But still, I mean, it's going to be around there,
yeah,
between 6 and 8 years. Everything you said, 25 years old. Like, I think that's the most important part.
Me too.
Like,
that was
25.
My main thing.
So even if he comes over and ends up being a three, the thing about Yamamoto that's so enticing is that Wheeler's here under contract, or well, they got re-signed after next year. We do have Andrew Painter coming in 2025, and it's hard to bank on him, but he was a top five can't miss prospect until he needed Tommy John. So if he lives up to the hype, and you can go Wheeler, Painter, Yamamoto, Ranger.
Right?
Sanchez.
I mean,
it's nasty.
That's why I like the idea, and you'd have to sign Soto, but I like the idea of having these, because it does seem like the Phillies are into the stretching contracts thing. And
oh, yeah.
To signing guys long-term for cheaper AAV, which is smart, and I like it. And obviously, look, there's going to be some payment on the back end that might not be as pretty as we want it to be. But if you're already doing this thing, I like the idea of staggering them. You know, you got the Turner Harper one going for a while, then you add the Soto Yamamoto with them, and you're kind of just, you got a force them to just carry you forward, and Wheeler will be signed too. So I love it. And again, I get the Soto stuff, but I need Juan Soto here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. I have 3 moves total, 2 more big moves. One more big move, but a minor move, but I'm making 2 bullpen moves. I don't even know that we need 2 bullpen guys, but I can't help myself. I'm signing Hector Neris.
Yes, bring him back.
He's coming home, man. He's awesome. He was really good again this year in Houston.
As long as he's not the closer.
I got that coming. Don't worry. I got that coming.
Closer.
So I'm signing Hector, 2 years, $20 million. I feel like that's probably pretty fair. He opted out of a 1-year, $8.5 million deal. I think 2 for $20.
Yeah.
Give him that extra year, a little bump. So I think Hector, 2 years, $20 million. Plus the vibes thing, man. Like, he was one of those guys who was beloved here.
We need Phillies back.
All you ever heard about Hector Reese was everyone loved him. Like, all the guys loved him. I think he fits in perfectly. He's freaking awesome.
Learn some stuff with the Astros.
I mean, sad to say, World Series champion Hector Neris.
Yeah. Well, we don't acknowledge that.
No.
He's not allowed to bring his ring.
But I am
No.
Lose it. Kelsey did.
Exactly. Okay, bring Hector home.
All right. So this is my last big move. And it's more a symbol of the idea, the type of move I want to make, because I know they go sign Hader. It's the only closer on the market that if they want to go sign, I'd be like, all right, cool, that's a closer.
Yeah.
Like, Liam Hendricks had Tommy John, he's not going to be ready, all that stuff.
Which I did not know on last week's podcast.
I realized that. I found it out in between, and I was like, ooh, got to bring that up. So, and look, I don't know if this team would trade this guy, and I'm not saying he's my favorite, but I think he's pretty good, and he's 26, he's under control through 27, I know I'm going to have to give up something legit to Gavin. I have Justin Crawford as the person I'm giving, but it might be too much. You have to tell me on that. But there were rumors about him last year at the trade deadline. I think that this team is in the process of rebuilding. 27 is not that far away. They're definitely not going to pay him after. I'm trading for Alexis Diaz to be my closer.
Okay.
Rumors last year at the trade deadline, they were talking about moving him. It was a thing. more the idea that I'm trading for a closer.
Okay.
That whether it's Bednar, whether it's Diaz, I think Diaz is who I can get a little cheaper than getting Bednar. I think Bednar would cost more. I think Alex Lang costs you more. I think you get Diaz for a little bit cheaper. They were already thinking about moving. I think it's a team that's willing to make kind of weird moves like that too, yeah, in the Reds, where you wouldn't, it's kind of antithetical. So I'm trading for do you think it costs Crawford? I had Crawford for Diaz as my trade.
Probably Crawford and like another.
And another, yeah, something.
I mean, we know how valuable closers are.
Yeah. Closers are. So, but,
and he's really good.
He's really good. Edwin Diaz's brother, yeah, for people who don't know.
Oh, Edwin Diaz versus Alexis Diaz right? for the next.
And that's kind of fun. So I was trying to find someone that made sense to, and I'm willing, again, I know that in these deals, I'm giving up Mick Abel, Yoan Rojas, Justin Crawford plus. Like, I get it. I am draining the farm system, but I'm keeping Aiden Miller and I'm keeping Andrew Painter and I'm keeping some other dudes who I like coming up. So,
oh, who do you like coming up?
We'll get there. So I feel good about that. And then my last move.
Yeah.
And this is a bench move. And again, I know it's a left-handed bat, but it's to replace Jake Cave. I still need more. I know we got.
Do we need to replace Jake Cave? I mean, he was so good last year.
You're right. It's a good point. The point is,
start opening the day starter.
Replace
Jake Cave
is the wrong word. To take his spot on the roster. I guess that's replace. Same thing. I'm signing Eddie Rosario to a one-year, $5 million deal.
Nice.
I just want a dude who's freaking done it and who, when he steps up in the playoffs, I feel like if I need a guy to come up in a spot and get me a pinch hit in the playoffs, I feel like he's going to come through for me. And that's that dude. And can spot start if you had to, but like, he's good. And he comes through in the play. He's a freaking NLCS MVP. I know they don't necessarily need another lefty bat, but that's my move there. I just need Eddie Rosario here. Again, I'm admitting I need to upgrade at the end of the day at right-handed bat on the bench. And I'm going to need to, you know, the question about the fifth starter, Walker's still on my team. It is what it is. So here's my, I'll give you my lineup and bullpen as it stands after my offseason. Schwarber leading off. And again, you could argue how the lineup plays out. I got a couple lefties in a row, whatever. But Schwarber leading off, Turner in the 2-0, Harper in the 3-0, Juan Soto in the 4-0.
Not bad.
JT in the 5-0, Stott 6, Bohm 7, Marsh 8, Cassie 9. You can move Cassie up, whatever.
Yeah.
It was more of a statement. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty damn good lineup there.
Yeah.
Rotation, Wheeler, Yamamoto, Ranger, Sanchez, Walker. Mm-hmm. Feel really good about that. Walker's your 5. Like, that's okay. And then a bullpen of Diaz, Alvarado, Neris, Kirkering, Strom, Soto, Sir Anthony, and Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And a bench of Sosa, Stubbs, Pache, and Rosario. Like, it's not perfect. Feels pretty close to perfect. So
it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I feel really good about it.
My only problem with
put a lot of effort and work in this year, my friend.
Rosario, I just know would come here and immediately go back to being like being Twins Rosario.
I know.
Which, because like on paper, of course, like kills him. Just kills this team.
I love him, dude.
Well, it's just
him.
Like it's like Conine all over again.
We were like the one guy in the Braves, whatever it was, game 4. We're like the one guy we didn't want to come to the
Braves. It was the one guy Rob Thompson planned the bullpen around was Eddie Rosario, exactly. Which is insane.
Yeah.
But you have to. So that's a really good team. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. This might be the best I've ever done in the perfect offseason.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
So yeah. Yeah. All right.
It's go time.
Showtime.
It's like can I get a drum roll?
Drum roll. I'm sure Tucker can put that in.
Yeah, we're gonna get Tucker to do extra work.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I'm joking.
Oh wow. Tucker's leaving the studio. He's furious.
Not the fryer for nothing, okay?
All right. So I'm just letting you know. I don't have. You might actually have more moves than me, which is disappointing for, I'm sure, a lot of people.
Wow.
I know.
It's gonna be shocking.
It is gonna be shocking. All right, my first move is I'm trading Justin Crawford, Mick Abel, William Bergola, and Taijuan Walker to the Angels for Mike Trout and Carlos Estevez.
Love the Estevez add on there.
Thank you.
That is a really, Estevez is a good pitcher.
Yeah.
And he can close. Obviously.
And he can close. So I get my closer. I get Mike Trout.
So wait, say that. So Abel, Crawford, and who?
Bergola. And okay. Taijuan Walker. So I get off the Taijuan Walker.
Taijuan's a big key. Yeah. With the
so it's
salary.
It's three
you're not
top.
Paying any of Trout down, but you're just giving the salary back and in a way paying off the 50, whatever, 60 million that he has left.
54 for Taijuan. He's
54?
54
million. Oh, yeah, million. So he was 72. Oh, wow. So yeah, he was a little higher in the first year.
He's about 18 million a year. There's 18 million a year left on his deal.
I thought it was 14 million a year. Did I do bad math? 72 for.
I looked on
I did
spot.
Bad math. That's my fault. Wow, he makes 18 million a year. That's crazy.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that great?
That's crazy.
Doesn't that make
for
you
some
excited?
Reason in my head, I had 14 million. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's 18. No, it's terrific. 18. It's awesome.
Yes. Get rid of that.
I just
please.
Dave. So yeah. So Justin Crawford, who I think is gonna be pretty good.
I do too.
But we'll see. They already have a lot of center fielders and or a lot of outfielders.
We don't know if he's going to develop power. Like his whole, he either is going to be a nice ball player or a great player, and it's going to depend on if he can develop some power or not.
Mick Abel, I still think has a chance to be a stud, but like there's just major control issues with him. So, I think another year of kind of development would do wonders for him.
Oh,
I don't think he's ready for next year.
Los Angeles.
Oh yeah, they're gonna develop him so well. It's almost like you could put whatever prospect, and I'd be like, they're not gonna be able to develop him.
His career didn't work out. Yeah. That sucks.
Besides, Hoppy worked out.
Yeah, but Hoppy just hits.
Yes.
I don't think and to be fair, I think Hoppy was like ready for the majors when we traded him more mm-hmm. or less too, so they didn't really have to develop him.
Yeah. So I'm getting Mike Trout. Like I just. The more and more I think about it, like I want a right-handed patient bat.
I love how in you are. When you first started, you were like, you made the trout fishing joke on that pod, and you're like, going trout fishing. It was like kind of in jest, but kind of serious. And now you're like fully in on trout fishing.
Well, because I think they're getting one of the best players at a discount in the history of baseball. And the injury stuff, I'm not acknowledging the injury stuff. But even a semi-injured Mike Trout is still a really good baseball player as long as he's healthy in October and whatever. And I think they have a better chance to manage him here.
Which is the key.
And I think that I do, like, at some point he has to leave Los Angeles if he wants to have any semblance of like a
legacy.
A legacy kind of for his career. So it feels like the right time for it. The Angels, when they lose Ohtani, I mean, is he going to be looking around like, what the hell do I have here? Why am I staying here? Because I don't want to, be in the bright lights of whatever town I go to. I mean, like the Cardinals, I think, would be in on him. But like, I just don't know where he goes here. I don't think the Yankees. I think the Yankees are probably going to get Soto.
If this is my perfect offseason. I do not expect the Phillies to get Juan Soto. In fact, I think it is highly unlikely the Phillies will get one. Soto.
Like the Mets, they talk about going into a 2-year rebuild. Do they want to trade for Mike Trout right now? Like Red Sox,
I think Soto is more likely for the Mets to trade him for a year and then sign him. They're more likely to just wait and try and sign him though, if anything, I think.
Of course. So I just think it's the right time. And I think if you can get Taijuan in the deal, that pays down, it takes a little bit of money off your books. You have 7 years, 220 left on Trout, I believe. It's not like insane. You know, we're paying Cassiano's $125 million over 5 years, so
I thought he was 100, wasn't he?
I thought he was 5-125. Either way,
yeah, I think he's 500.
He's 360 left.
He's 500because he was the same amount but one next year than Schwarbs.
Right. So bring me Mike Trout and bring me Carlos Estevez, who I wanted them to sign last year.
Yeah.
And they did not.
Yeah.
I'm signing Yoshi Yamamoto to 6 years, 175.
Love that we're on the same page on this.
Don't have to give up a draft pick,
yep.
Which is important to me.
Important to you, that's for sure, yeah.
And I think he's just really freaking good. That's like, you look at his pitch mix. It's Darvish-ish. Darvish had more pitches, but he has that little flippy curveball that he can get in. My one pitching concern with Yamamoto is the fastball. Like, the four-seamer just looks a little flat. So, but he did show a feel for a two-seamer and a cutter in some of the videos I saw. So, but I like, he doesn't walk people. He pitches deep into games. Seems like a horse. And he's 25 years old. So, pitching big games over there, like, that matters. That matters. Yeah. And I would just, like, Blake Snell at 31, no interest. Nola.
Which is just, I mean, Blake Snell today or last night just won his second
Cy Young.
No, I'm with you. Look, I did the same thing. I went Yamamoto. We both said we'd rather have Nola than Snell. You know, obviously years and money are part of it, but I just think it is pretty funny because I don't ever remember someone who's like had just won the Cy Young that year who like more people are like,
Yeah, I'm good.
I guess
Stark laid it out really well yesterday about how like they're, well, first off, they said they're lukewarm, which is good, but like he's just so, you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah,
you have no idea what you're getting. And paying him off that off a career-ish year, again, just it doesn't add up to me. So I'm getting Yamamoto, and I think him and Wheeler into Painter is a really good future 1-2-3.
Me too, man.
I think
and Ranger's a good four. Like I think you got like
Ranger the four is a steal.
That's what I'm saying. And even Sanji, we like him. Like that is your rotation through this window. I mean, that you got, assuming everyone stays healthy, you got one of the best rotations in baseball for the next 4 years.
Yeah, and I think Yamamoto's floor is really high, too. Ceiling, I mean, obviously Snell's ceiling's higher.
Yeah, well, Snell's ceiling is
But I think his floor, like, I think Yamamoto for the next 6 years, 7 years, is probably going to be a 3.5 and below guy most years.
It's kind of like getting a new Aaron Nola in a lot of ways, right? Where it's like the high end is high. He's like a top five Cy Young type guy, potentially, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's never, or theoretically, we believe he's never going to give you those bottom seasons where he's going to just go out and eat innings for you and give you good stuff.
And stuff-wise, like he's been compared a lot to Tanaka. I think his stuff's better than Tanaka's.
Yeah.
Darvish's stuff was really, really good.
Darvish's stuff was silly.
Yeah.
Especially like you mentioned before. I mean, I don't ever remember someone like where it's like, oh, this guy's got like 15 pitches.
Or yeah, he's got a lot.
Like 8 pitches or 9, like
pitches.
He can really throw. I mean, that's like, that's crazy.
And one of those pitches, Schwarber hit 488 feet.
You're damn right. Good
job. I am signing. I feel like I have been...
Real quick, I just want to, again, it makes me so happy that we're both on Yamamoto. Sometimes I feel like I'm, you know, not bringing it enough at the perfect offseason, or I'll feel like I didn't... You know, I'm happy to hit on the pitcher you hit on. It makes me feel good in my soul.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I've wanted the Phillies to sign this guy for a while because I think he's a veteran, I think he's a winner, and I think he's someone that would make this team better. Sign Michael Brantley to a 1-year, $8 million deal.
Oh, yes!
Need him.
He's a good player.
He played left field in the playoffs last year. Not well.
Dude, he's been a good player forever. A long time. All he does is hit. He goes up and freaking smacks it all over
the field. And it's just like, late in the game, it's, you know, I don't need the right-handed bench bat because I have Trout now. So, like, it's more of a luxury.
Do you remember, tangentially related to the Phillies in a way, do you remember Michael Brantley, he originally got started in Cleveland, do you remember who he was traded for? Who was one of the centerpieces, one of two centerpieces.
Oh, yeah.
C.C. Sabathia to the Brewers, obviously, would lead into the playoffs.
So long ago.
Michael Brantley was a part of, isn't that crazy? Yeah. He was a part of that trade.
Yeah. Obviously he's been with the Astros forever. Like he's been in a million LCSs now. Cause that's all they do is go to the LCS.
Yeah. No, he's definitely got, he's got big moments. Yeah. Big at bats. Yeah. He's not going to be afraid of the moment.
So I think like bringing in a guy like that, older, that's what I wanted last year.
He's like a better version of Eddie Rosario. What I'm talking about. Like he's better hitter.
So he's it's what I wanted heading into the playoffs last year. I was like, I feel like they're a veteran. They need that veteran bench bat that I can trust in a big moment to go. Like had
like Rosario that idea, but Brantley's a better hitter than Rosario.
Had Brantley been on the team last year, he's probably batting for Johan Rojas in the fourth, and then he can go Pache and play defense and stuff. So I'm just bringing Michael Brantley in. Give me a professional hitter.
Yeah. I think it's a great call.
Now this one, all right, this is actually my last move.
Wow.
I know. I'm signing either Eric Fetty or
Eric Fetty crushing in Japan.
No, the KBO.
KBO, excuse me, in Korea, excuse me.
I'm signing either Eric Fetty or Luis Severino. Okay. For 1 year, $10 million. I need Sevy.
Hold up. You think Sevy's gonna cost $10 million?
Dude, he got like a 60 ERA last year.
That's my point.
I think it's too much.
Like 1 year, $5 million or something. With all the injuries and all the, he was like the worst pitcher in baseball for a month this year.
Come on down.
I don't think he costs anywhere near $10 million.
Okay, whatever. I will never quit Sevy. I will.
And Fetty is like a vet minimum contract.
I don't know.
I guess how
off of Merrill Kelly.
I mean, he won the Triple Crown there?
Dude, he had a 2 ERA over there. And like, and more importantly, and why I want Eric Fetty, and for everyone listening,
if you've listened to IOs for a while, Jack asking to sign Eric Fetty, it's like the world is upside down right now. That's all I'm going to say.
There was no pitcher I felt more confident in the last 5 years, he was the new Volstead, than the Phillies destroying Eric Petty.
No, that's what I mean. It was
every pitch. There is no one I was like, bet the over, bet a Harper home run. They're going to smoke Eric Petty.
No doubt.
Smoke Eric Petty. He was a new Volstead for me. Remember how much they used to crush Chris Volstead?
This is what I'm saying is I've heard like all the Eric Petty references on this podcast until now were about how much we crush him. Like that was it.
And now,
the time he's been brought up.
Need him.
What happened?
Well, so the story is
did
that
he, like changes mechanics, get a new pitch. Like, what do you do over there?
So the Nationals never had high velocity or high speed cameras. So like he had no idea about pitch shapes or anything.
Oh my god!
Until
organizational mismanagement.
Went over there to the KBO.
The Nationals. I mean, they've been on top of the Strasburg. They've been really on top of stuff.
So like he apparently now understands everything about pitch shapes. I looked at exactly one sinker from him, and I said,
I don't need to see anymore.
That's one of the best sinkers I've ever seen. He figured it out. He was a first-round pick, also a Vegas kid.
Yeah.
And I need him. So
this great under-the-radar call by you on, like, so many levels. The obvious hilarity of it, but I like the call.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Robert Orr.
You know, is that so he's good, Robert Orr. Yeah, I enjoy him. But you know me. Like, I am such a sucker for this type of thing.
And maybe it's a prisoner.
Didn't know about this stuff, now knows about it. Like, yeah, I'm in. Like, that's the kind of, I look, whether it's a mechanical change, whether it's a new pitch, whether it's a new way of looking at how you pitch, all type of stuff. Like, I am a sucker for that stuff.
And maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment because I had to watch Merrill Kelly in a game 6 shove against us. Mm-hmm. And he figured it out over
in
the KBO.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I realized that I haven't changed my water bottle since game 7.
Wow, you're still
holding on. Now we're on camera so people can see it.
Shout out to Maureen. Works in the cafeteria upstairs. She is the one who gave us those bottles. So shout out to Maureen. Big fan of the show.
Yep.
Love you, Maureen.
I'm sure everyone's on board my Eric Fetty pick. So Eric Fetty or Luis Severino. Like Severino, I don't think he'll be that bad. I don't think he'll cost a lot of money.
He is crazy talented.
Talented. Yeah. Like now he's barely pitched since like.
And he did have a real injury that caused him to miss like a season of baseball. Yeah.
Bring him here. Bring him here. Need him.
The talent's there. Luis Severino and Eric Fetty have completely gone.
Would also consider Frankie Montas.
Yeah. That's a staple of the perfect offseason back in the day.
It really is.
Frankie Montas has been mentioned.
Give me Sevy, Fetty, or Frankie Montas.
What are we doing?
That's my five. No.
That's phenomenal work by you.
So Wheeler, Yamamoto, Ranger, Chris Sanchez, Severino / Fetty / Montas.
Love it.
The one thing there, and I was trying to find someone else that could sign, that could be like, but I don't want to sign a guy for a 6-man rotation. But like that's leaving myself a little bit bare on the back end with, you know, because who knows how long those guys are going to be able to stay healthy. Although Fetty should be all right from that standpoint. He was reliably bad for the Nationals for a long time. So never got hurt. He was consistently
he was
out there.
You're right.
Lineup, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Trouty. Mm-hmm. Stott, Boehm, JT, Marsh, Castellanos.
We both put Casty 9. That's hilarious.
It's the only way it makes sense.
I know.
It's the only way it makes sense. Bullpen, Estevez, Alvarado, Sir Anthony, Kirkering, Strom, Soto, Hoffman.
I can't believe you only added one bullpen guy.
Well, because they don't need it.
Like, I know, but it's so surprising.
They're so Fangraphs does the depth charts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like if you go to
They roster resource Fangraphs, they put them together. Yep.
The relief pitcher was ranked number 1. The Phillies are the best bullpen in baseball.
Unbelievable. How far we've come.
And they all throw hard. Yeah. Estevez like kind of cooled off towards the end of last year.
He did, but he was really good early on.
Yeah. So I have a top bullpen. I have Mike Trout, and I have my new number 2 that's 25 years old. Very happy.
I love it. Yep. Well, yours is way more realistic than mine. Mine's not going to happen, but I will give one other guy, and you said you've got some other options. I will say, if I'm not trading for Juan Soto and I don't get Mike Trout or Mike Trout isn't traded, I do like the idea of Jorge Soler.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I don't think he's going to cost too much. You know, I think he's maybe a 4-for-60 or somewhere that type of guy, maybe less than that even. But, like, he's had so many big hits and so many big spots, and he's the right-handed power bat that you could stick out there. Like, he's not a great fielder.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Not good. Not even good, we would say. But, like, you know, we talked about having that right-handed power bat, and
well, if you,
maybe
if you,
not as patient as you want, but, like, the dude rakes.
If you flip Castellanos this offseason, bringing in Soler makes a ton of sense. And then you can keep Marsh on left. Or,
well, I would think you would move, if I did it, I would put Soler in right, move Casty to left, and keep Marsh in center.
Right. Or, yeah. But if you want to keep, you know, defense first, you could
flip
Castellanos and sign Soler.
Yeah.
I mean, having Soler and Schwarber in the same lineup would just be hilarious.
Saying. Like, that'd be fun, man.
Oh, my God. It'd just be smoking baseball.
I know.
Just smoking
and again,
baseball.
Another dude who has consistently shown up in the playoffs when he's been there. So, and he's, again, he's a World Series MVP. No big deal.
I mean, he's made it, what, once in his career? So I mean,
he's on that Marlins team. He was smoking some balls. Well, not really.
I guess.
I guess Josh Bell was really
Josh Bell. I noticed he did not sign Josh Bell,
no,
which is disappointing.
No, I couldn't do it. It feels wrong to sign Josh Bell.
Can no team sign Josh Bell?
Hey, you know what? I heard it's nice in the KBO. Talk to Eric Fetty, go play in the KBO. You win the MVP over there, Josh.
No one just
might set records.
No one signed Josh Bell. That's my official statement.
Yeah, like
no one sign. So other ideas that I had, and this would pain me, but I think it's probably what it would have to cost, is Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford, Christian McGowan for Dylan Cease.
Oh, buddy.
It would pain me.
I mean, I would
do
that.
Probably do it.
I would do it.
I'd probably do it.
I would definitely do it.
And so you have Wheeler, Cease, Ranger.
Yeah, that'll play.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
Pretty good.
I would be very in on that. I would rather trade for Cease than Burns because I think you get him for cheaper.
Yeah, and he's under contract for another year rather than Burns, which is just this year.
And I think there's room to grow still with Dylan Cease.
Two bullpen pieces. Daniel Hudson for 1 year, $8 million.
So I almost had Daniel Hudson on my list.
He's still good.
Dude, he's been on my list, I think, three perfect offseasons. I almost just threw him on there.
He's always hurt. Yeah. Will not be reliable. But if you get in the postseason and Daniel Hudson's healthy, they're winning the World Series.
A guy who's had some big, big moments, too.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I realized. I forgot my Jesse Chavez.
Oh, no.
My number one target of the perfect offseason. Obviously, Jesse Chavez.
Yeah, how could you...
Number one target.
That's hilarious.
Well, he can replace
to do the Jesse Chavez thing and then forget to include him in your perfect offseason is high level.
He's gonna take Dylan Covey's role.
There you go.
Jesse Chavez.
There you go.
Please sign him.
Yeah.
That's my new. Do you think that campaign is gonna pick up on WIP?
Yeah. Probably,
Jesse Chavez or trout fishing? Which you think people
honk for Jesse?
Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah.
Come on down.
I think trout fishing
probably will work better.
Probably has a better chance. Also, you know, I will say that the trout fishing thing with the pH, like it does work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a built-in catchphrase.
Thank
that
you.
Is just very good. Were you the first to do that?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about it in a meeting.
Well, that's what I mean. I know. I'm saying, were you the one who did it?
Yeah.
Because I know on the pod you said it, and I was like, oh, that's
Oh, no, we talked about it before. Yeah. We were in a meeting, and I was like,
You
yes,
came up
with me and Rod and came up with it. Yeah.
Did that just sound like it was actually Rod? And
well, no. I came up with it, and then we were going back and forth on names.
Okay.
And then he was like, fishing for trout. I said,
trout fishing
sounds better.
Yeah, got it.
So Daniel Hudson, and then Robert Stevenson, who was nasty for the...
Robert Stevenson's nasty.
Would like him as well.
Yeah.
Bounce back Ryu.
Hyunjin Ryu, this is an option.
Why not? If we're looking for a fifth starter to replace Tom Walker, I forgot to put him in there. Severino, Fetty, Montas, Ryu.
This is like, why don't we just, I mean, minus Fetty, just take us back 4 years and we are locked in
perfect.
With these guys. Yeah.
Might as well sign two of them because one, they're going to get hurt.
I think that would be the move. And again, I don't think they would cost as much as you initially thought.
Yeah, so bring me him. And then if they want to, if they don't believe in, if they trade Rojas, Pache probably doesn't have the trade value. But if they do trade one of those guys, or both, not both of them, and they would like a defensive first center fielder that's still pretty good. I mean, Harrison Bader won a gold glove.
Another guy you've been trying to get here forever.
Won a gold glove.
I know, I love it.
Great defensive center fielder. Hit big home runs for the Yankees.
A lot of familiar names here today. I like it.
Well, listen, man, I like my players.
Yeah, I do think... I think the trout fishing thing actually could happen.
Like, it should.
I know. Like, I don't... I think there's almost no chance they will trade for Juan Soto. I would love it. I just don't see it happening. I think there is a low chance that they will sign Yamamoto. I hope they do. They just haven't been connected
to him. Well, at least
Salisbury. But at least they're into it. They're into him. I think of all the stuff we talked outside of reliever moves and stuff, I think the Trout thing, it just makes sense. Like, it just feels like that's what's supposed to happen. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, it's supposed to happen is, yeah.
I think it makes logical sense. Like, I don't know why Trout would stay in LA. I don't know why the Angels would want to keep paying him right now. Like, I think it makes sense for him to move on. And when you take that first step, it's like, where else would he go? Who else would want him that would make perfect sense? You know? Yeah. So
I his career here.
It
gets to keep his Eagles tickets because we would take them from him.
It's a narrative that I can follow, if you know what I mean.
Yes, good. I'm proud of you. Thanks, buddy. It feels like it's time. And I just think that if Bryce Harper calls him and he says,
"Hey man,
Mike,
come on,
it'll be both of our teams." You know,
Mike will be like, "It's gonna be your team." Yeah. I just want to go and put my head down and play baseball.
Let me just go play.
Put my head down and play.
Exactly.
Go to some Eagles games.
Yeah. So like
honestly, that's what if they
might be Bryce time. Like Bryce might have to start recruiting.
Okay. Why don't we use our resources here? Get Jalen Hurts to call him. Get Nick Sirianni to call him. Like, this guy clearly cares about the Eagles more than anything else. Like, you know, use some resources.
Kelsey.
Here. Get Jason Kelsey on the phone. Yeah. Yes.
Carson. Get Carson.
If he's in LA. I think it's actually
about. Oh, they're probably going to hang out.
Yeah.
You think they're going to hang out?
Probably at dinner.
Yeah. It's something that I think if you talk your way through it more. Is the injuries there? Yes. Is the contract big? Yeah. But if you can find ways to get off some of that money if you need to. And who knows how much the Angels are willing to pay if you want to give them more prospects. So where it's like, you know, if they can get it down 7 years, $200 million for Mike Trout. Is that not a win?
Yeah. So, I'm still nervous about it. I'm still not fully on board. But I will say, I think the best argument for it is just getting him out of that organization. Like, it's really, seriously though, it's like really hard to judge who you are and what you do when you're with the Angels, because it's a trash organization where they get the least out of their players. And I don't know enough to I've not, you know, dove deep on it, but I would guess they're probably worse at keeping their players healthy. They're probably worse at managing injuries. They're probably, because they're worse at all this stuff. So I think getting him into a top flight organization, I can't believe I'm saying about that Phillies, but that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing that makes me most hopeful about it.
Come on down, Mike. Come on home.
Welcome home.
Come on home, Mike.
Oh my goodness.
It's time, pal. Ugh. It's time. It's 100% time.
It would be hilarious.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, it would be fun.
Plus, Nola left, so 27's open.
Oh.
Just saying.
I didn't even think about
Just
that.
Just saying.
You don't think they retired 27?
No, I don't. I don't.
Noah's definitely gone, right? Like,
I think he's gone.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to go to the Braves?
I still think he's going to be a Cardinal.
You've said that for a while.
I still think he's going to be a Cardinal, but
the wife being from Georgia thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It would be weird. It'd be very weird to see Aaron Nola on the Braves. I'm not going to be.
I wouldn't be scared of Nola on the Braves at all.
Staying up at night.
No.
But they would go. You know,
they probably went 120 regular season.
Free Strider Nola is a pretty nasty 1-2-3.
It would just suck. Like, more than anything, I don't want to be annoyed.
Exactly.
I just want to. I want to be like, bleep you, Aaron. Really? Like, of all the teams, you go to 28 other teams. Just don't pick that one.
He goes with Kranitz, and Kranitz gets him back to 2018 for him.
Kranitz thing too. He's going to the Braves.
I think he's probably going to be a Brave. the more and more we think about it, he's probably going to be a Brave.
Yeah, I think it's Ben because you know they. All these guys. I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. This was good.
Yeah. Cathartic.
I feel really good about this exercise.
Except every time I think about the Phillies now, I do still get mad. So
I know. I get sad. I don't get mad. I get sad.
No, I'm sorry. I've reached the mad.
So good. I'm
mad.
Proud of you. I just get like,
Yeah. Well, sorry.
It's right there.
It's right there. It was right there.
Right in front of us.
Yeah.
Could taste it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's okay. The good part is it's really easy to get back.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. History says we should have no problem winning one.
So. It's why they need Mike Trout. It's why it's time to go Trout fishing.
Oh, buddy.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
All right, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah.
You do?
Whoa. I do.
Oh, my God. You are just shocking me all over the place today. I'm loving it.
Rob Thompson cannot miss the bell.
That was really bad.
I mean,
I wasn't going to bring it up because I didn't want to do our guy dirty.
Come on, Rob.
I mean, that was...
It was bad. Really bad. It was bad. And because now, if they miss the playoffs next year or they don't make the World Series, that's just going to be a gif.
Oh, yeah, dude. Honestly, it's going to be anytime he screws up, it's going to be that.
Yeah. So I would like it scrubbed from the internet, deleted, and redo it.
Yeah, I think it's a great goal.
And don't try to take a baseball swing at it.
Yeah, well, that was his problem.
Like, what are you doing?
It's like, dude, it's a bell. Just tap it.
Just hit it.
A little like that.
Just hit it. So
you went two hands. You can go two hands. Like, just boom, one hand. Yeah.
You're not going to break the bell. I know. You're not going to create the new Liberty Bell, Rob. Okay? Yeah, there's no crack.
You really went for it.
Yeah, I appreciate going for it.
Yeah.
Make contact.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
I think we might be living in a simulation. I've never been a big simulation guy.
Welcome aboard, buddy. I wasn't before either, but I'm starting to come around. And our buddy Spike Askin, big simulation guy.
Just kidding. But I hear the same Lady Gaga song every time I stop at the Wawa on my way in here.
It's weird.
It's every day.
Yeah.
It's every day.
So do you go at the same time?
It's around the same time. But it's not every day at the same time.
Okay, that's really weird. Is it literally every day?
Dude, it's every time I'm there. So I'm probably stopping that Wawa three times a week.
And it's every time?
Always the same Lady Gaga song.
No, that's really weird.
It's always playing the gas area, so maybe like there's no one's out there listening.
Oh, I guess it could be they have a loop of like three songs that play and you just always seem to catch it.
Always that song.
Yeah, I like this.
Always that song.
I like this. This is a good reason for simulation. I see.
Something's up.
Well, so whenever I always.
At the Wawa.
Like whenever these things like, you know, I like to call it the universe winking at us, which is probably simulation. Whenever these things where like you'll be talking with your wife about, and not like if your phone does it, because we all know these things listen to you. But like if you're like talking about a song you haven't heard in forever, years, but oh my God, I remember that song. And you get in the car and it's like the first song on the radio. Like that stuff, I'm always like, all right. I know it's probably
going
a coincidence, but like that was really weird. You know, so yeah, I'm with you. I'm open.
It just drives, because every time I get out of the car, I'm like, am I going to hear it today?
Yeah.
And I think, and then I'm always like, I don't hear it. And then there it is.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Weird. I like it.
I don't know if we talked about this on this podcast before. I think we talked about it not on the podcast, but I've been thinking about it a lot.
This is kind of like a take. I didn't even go to take back. So this is like kind of like a take back.
It is take back.
I forgot about take back. Perfect off season. I've wrapped up in it.
Do you think that in your lifetime, you will see a different ballpark besides Citizens Bank Park?
This is a great question.
Like, because I hope not. Like, I think it has a chance to be like a Wrigley type ballpark.
So like odds say yes. You know, it seems like there are not many. Let's say, hopefully, I live to like a nice old age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not likely, but possible. Actually, I'm pretty old already. Actually, now that I think about it, like, will there be a new ballpark in the next 50 years or 40 years? Probably like
15 years,
20 years, something like that. No, you're right. I probably won't see another ballpark. I think Citizens Bank is what I'm getting.
I don't want another ballpark.
I'm good with it. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
Everything. My problem with all these modern stadiums is that they've gotten too fancy
to where it really
kills the crowd noise and like kills what makes these ballparks special. Like Citizens Bank Park was like the end of the Camden Yards and like all of these. So like,
I think it's a great take.
I don't ever really want another ballpark. I want to, when I eventually pass, I want Citizens Bank Park to be the only Phillies park I know.
Wow, that makes me feel old.
I wonder if they're ever going to change the name.
Because I've seen another.
What
Phillies
if Citizens Bank
in my lifetime? Yes,
if,
this is my second park.
Correct.
Yes, every day.
If Citizens Bank, for some reason, would go under, they're also not allowed. They're not allowed to change the name either.
Well, they would, and I hate
100%.
I
would then vote for a new ballpark.
That's what I mean. Like that's the.
It has to be Citizens Bank Park.
It has to say CBP. Like it.
Which would bother you more changing, CBP or the Link?
Oh, I mean, it's CBP by far. The link is like, yeah. They could make a new link tomorrow.
No, I'm talking about the name though.
Oh, don't care about that as much either. It's CBP for sure. Like the link is fine. Like it's a good name. Don't get me wrong. I like the link that we have the shortened, but like, it's not like Lincoln Financial Field. Right, like it doesn't do that much for me.
Are you
aesthetically, like they, like I actually would love a new Eagle stadium. I think the link is blah.
Yeah, it's very blah. But it's hard to make a football stadium like not blah.
Yeah, well, do what they like that Germany stadium. You see that with the retractable dome? Do something cool like that.
No, but we can't.
I don't want a dome here. I'm saying like that type of like there is new technology that I'm in on for stadiums if it's football.
Plus, we can't let Elliott win. That's like
no dome.
Cannot win.
No. Football weather.
What was your favorite iteration of the Wells Fargo Center? Were you a Wachovia Center guy? I mean, a first Union Center guy?
The FU. I mean, being able to call it the FU was the funnest. I'm a Spectrum guy, is what I.
Oh,
the whole new stuff
so
is
so old school. Of you.
I'm the Spectrum.
That's where I watched the Phantoms win the 04 Calder Cup.
And that's where I went to my first hockey game. That's where I went to my first basketball game. It's where I saw Fish play back in the day. Come on. The Spectrum is my place.
I was a first Union Center guy.
Yeah. I did like calling it the FU Center. I mean, that's
very
especially
childish.
The age I was at when it was the FU Center, it worked well. It was right in my wheelhouse at that moment. Yes.
And the final thing here is that the A's are officially moving to Las Vegas.
Announced today, unanimous.
But they have
that guy is
3 years.
Worst,
they have
the
3 years of not having a home ballpark. One.
Oh,
I hope they
win home to Philly.
Bring them home. They can play in the River Shark Stadium.
Oh, I love this idea.
Come on, man.
Philadelphia A's for a few years.
Come on. Bring them back, man. Yeah,
I love this idea.
Bring them back.
He's Connie Mack from the dead. It'd and
be amazing.
Do it all over again.
Be amazing. One
Where's
year.
Where's Jimmy Fox?
3 years. 3 years of the Philadelphia A's
Al
again.
Al Simmons when you need him.
Yeah, bring them all home.
Mickey Cochran, where's he at?
And then they never leave. And then we got two baseball teams here. and then there's a knockoff high hopes for about the A's. And we have a divided city. And then we'd have debates as to who's better. The A's still have the most titles in Philadelphia history, right?
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's good stuff.
It's really what like handily. I think they won like five or something.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. But yeah. Find a home for the A's. Let them play here. Bring them home.
Also, I love this idea. This is my favorite thing you've said all pod. Bring the A's home.
There would be nothing funnier than the A's, and it probably won't happen, than the A's winning the World Series in these next 3 years.
Oh,
where would the parade go?
Probably won't happen.
Don't want to listen. Probably.
I mean, look, to be fair, the Texas Rangers are at 102 losses a couple years
ago. Now, they also bought their way to a title.
The owner cares. Like, yeah, John Fisher is not winning anything, period, until he's in Las Vegas.
But, like, all right, let's say they win the World Series. They're playing some games like Oracle Park.
Just a hypothetical, yeah.
Where's the parade?
It's a great question.
They would not have it in Oakland, I wouldn't think.
No.
Would they have it in San Francisco? No, because
I don't think they'd have a parade. I think they'd just... like a little celebration at the ballpark or something.
Have it in Philadelphia. Would that count as a Philadelphia title if the A's win the next 3 years?
Hey, buddy, we're not getting anything else. I'll take it.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
I'll
we
take
are.
Whatever title
yeah, we
I can get.
Yeah, we are.
We're close.
We're getting there. We're getting there. So, yeah, bring the A's home.
I love this. Yeah. Do we title the pod Perfect Offseason or Bring the A's Home?
I know. I go- Perfect Offseason is bringing the A's home.
I agree. What do we want most this offseason? The A's coming home.
Yeah.
Love that you went there. Yeah. It was really good work, right? My
Thanks,
grandfather's
buddy.
Favorite. I grew up with stories of the Philadelphia A's. My grandfather was a Philadelphia A's fan. Loved
fraud?
Al Simmons.
Is he on
foot
fraud
in
watch?
The bucket. You used to call him foot in the bucket because when he would bat, he would step backwards and hit. It's a really weird move. Like kind of take a step back with his foot in the bucket, they used to call it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, no wonder no one could hit. You know, we didn't get these modern advances in hitting.
You watch these guys like, yeah.
That's
Al
dumb.
Foot in the bucket. And now that's what my grandfather told me. He might have been lying.
Yeah, again.
That's what I grew up with. Al foot in the bucket.
It's a lot of tall tales. You know?
Yes, it is.
It's yeah, a lot
right.
of tall
it's
tales.
What we do here.
Yeah.
All right. We're good?
We're good.
You got to go do prep. Oh, if anyone, by the way, that is something I was going to say, if anyone listens to this right away, to the people who listen right away, because we got Joan Didion comments. Like, I didn't think people could actually finish the podcast.
Yeah, it was very fast.
Very
Joan Didion is immediate.
So, to all
now,
people,
it was 6 minutes into the podcast.
Right,
so.
True. But still, the point is people were listening quickly. So people will listen quickly to you people. Jack's hosting the afternoon show today. Check it out.
And tomorrow.
What? Big time.
Yeah,
love it. But
are you convinced the Eagles are a Super Bowl team? 215-592-9 Are you convinced of it? Do you really think that, or do you need this run to believe that they're actually a great team? 215-592-9494 There's your preview.
Maybe I'll sneak a little Phillies talk in for you.
Of course, of course.
Got to. All right. So no final thought. Obviously, it was the take back. We're good.
Bring the A's home.
I think that's my final thought too. Bring the A's home.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give away my whole perfect offseason to have the A's playing in Camden. Camden. Yep.
Cannon River Sharks. Yep. I think the stadium's still there. I'm not sure it is. Sure. Campbell Field.
You know what? Build a stadium for him.
Y'all.
He's home. We'll call it Shibe 2.
How about this? Build it where the Sixers arena is going to be. And then they can transition over into the Sixers arena. Yeah.
Sixers have been fun. I'm happy I don't have to talk about them today, though. No. Oh, wait. I already did all day. All right. Good times.
It's true.
Yeah. All right.
Always normal.
Always normal. Always normal.
Yep.
It's always, it's never something. Nope. It's always, mm-mm. Okay. Like our Phillies, there's never a problem. Nope. How about that? Like, but we could say that now and it's true. What a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Go Phillies. Thank
might
you,
might be a special
John.
Guest
thank
on next week's
Dave.
Podcast. How about that?
There might be a special guest.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome. And maybe his name was mentioned at some point during this podcast. That's what I'll say.
Yep.
All right. We'll be back next week, potentially with a special guest. Until thank you to the Friar. Our guy Tucker Bagley doing a great job. Maybe he will put in a drum roll. He probably won't. But mm-mm. Either way, I appreciate him. We appreciate him. And we'll be back next week. Until then, he's Fritz and Seltzer.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really? AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?